Hello and welcome to Culture Shots. This is your host, Leah Carroll. In this programme, we'll be exploring the amazing work of Sunnis. If you're not familiar, Sunnis provides housing, support and refuge services to women and children who are homeless because of domestic violence. It's a vital service, but also an intercultural space where women from all cultures, continents and walks of life can find support, solidarity and empowerment to regain control over all aspects of their lives. We have a great double interview coming up with Emmeline and Hannah, but before we go to that piece, here's a quick song requested by our guest Emmeline. This is Suzanne Vega with Luca. That was Suzanne Vega with Luca. Next up, Nalini speaks to Emmeline LePrince with Sunnis Housing and Hannah, a woman who has turned her life around through Sunnis.
Hello, we have here in studio Miss Emmeline, the project leader for supported housing for Sunnis Housing, and Miss Hannah, who has really improved her life and her children's life, and she would like to share her experience with us here today in studio. Firstly, hello Miss Emmeline. I have heard about Sunnis Housing from Miss Hannah and the great services you offer to women and children from all walks of life, whether they are Irish, immigrants, travellers, affected by domestic violence or abuse. And Ms. Emmeline, how long have you been working with Sunnis and what is your role in Sunnis?
Hi, thanks Nalini for having us today. Well, I've been working in Sunnis for almost 4 years and my role is to manage the supported housing service. It entails, we have 7 supported housing locations throughout the Great Dublin area, and we have around 105 units ranging from 1-bed to 4-bed houses.
And we would also like to know, when was Sunnis founded and what was the reason to set up this project?
So Sunnis was founded 20 years ago, actually in 92, and it really came from the need of move-on housing for women leaving domestic violence, and knowing that the main obstacle for women to leave the relationship is not having anywhere to go. So a few activists around the sector of domestic violence came together and looked at having move-on option for women by a specific housing complex. And the first one was open in 92.
Okay, and where was the setup, actually, this project in 92?
Our first one was set up in the Dublin 5 area. Oh. And it was it's our biggest one currently, and there's 25 units.
Okay. And have you been on any interviews, live interviews like this, Miss Emmeline, before?
Not in a radio studio. I've been asked on interview on the phone before, so it's a very interesting experience.
Thank you. And what are the areas of support you provide to the women and especially the children, because they are the most affected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we our goal in Sunnis is to provide a holistic support package where we look at all aspects of the woman's life and her children's life. So it goes from a very direct support around domestic violence, around safety, and accompany someone to court or implement a safety plan, and discussing, you know, when and where the woman is most at risk, and looking at how we could manage that and making sure that the risk is less, because there's always a risk. And we also work in partnership with the Gardaí, where we would encourage women to meet with the local Gardaí station so that they have a face and a name that they can contact when they need to ring the guards, because it's a very intimidating experience as well. We do provide emotional support around their experience, and it's woman-centered, so it has impacted on every woman differently. So we work from where the woman is at. We provide support around welfare benefits and transferring those benefits, because the bigger thing for women and their family coming to Sonnes is moving sometimes quite far away from where they've been used to live. We provide support around emotional health as well, and linking with counselling services or mental health services. We also work with women around substance use, because there's a strong connection between the domestic violence and women using substances to cope with the experience. So it doesn't always mean using hard drugs like heroin, but sometimes mean misusing antidepressants. And also we work on building up the women's confidence, so encouraging women to link with community groups and taking up courses and looking after themselves as a woman. For the children, again, we always work in partnership with the mom, and the first step is to have a discussion around what she thinks her children needs and what support they need. And then we build up a plan. So it could be group work with other children, or it could be individual work if there's a specific trauma, or it could be family work where the woman may engage with her children. And because often, because of the experience, there's been an impact on the mom and children's bond, and maybe the children understand why mom stayed in the relationship or why she left. So there's a lot of work that we can look into. And we also offer seasonal activities and fun activities for the children around holidays, or at the moment we have the summer project going on for a month where children are going outside and going to the park and doing sports and karting and all that kind of activities.
Thank you, Ms. Emmeline. Can any woman walk in and apply for accommodation, or what is the process like?
In Sonnes, we have two different services. We have the refuge service, which is an emergency set up for women just after they leave the relationship. It's a safe space with high level of security. And our refuge service is based in the Dublin 15 area. And we have 8 self-contained units out there. And yes, for this service, the woman can ring the refuge. And I can give those numbers at the end of the show, where so the woman can ring the service and then can ask whether there's a vacancy or not. The person as well working in the refuge, if there's no vacancy, can provide support and advice in terms of where the woman could go if we cannot offer a unit straight away. Instead of the supported housing, we are second stage, so it's for women who've moved away from the relationship. And the process in terms of accessing housing, it needs to be through a referral agent. It could be a GP, a Gardaí, could be another domestic violence organization, could be a refuge, social workers. So the woman and the children have a discussion with the worker they're working with and explain that they need ongoing support around domestic violence and safe housing. And then they start the process and they can put the application in, which is available on our website. And then depending on what unit is available and at what time, we hold interviews where we look at, it's more a discussion around what has been put in the application form, and, you know, teasing out where is the safest place for the woman to be, what is the size of a unit, does a woman need on-site support, or would she only need visiting support? So we assess the level of support of the woman and the children as well.
So basically it's from the woman's aid and then to the refuge, and they give you a referral to the Sonnes housing.
Or your GP as well. Not everybody linked with women's aid or a refuge. Women come directly to Sonnes from maybe a social worker referral or a social welfare housing officer in local authorities, or the Gardaí sometimes as well.
And where is your office located, and the telephone numbers? If you could just give us your telephone numbers, where people could contact you, because there are so many women out there and they just think that there's no hope, you know, and they don't want to take a step forward. So if you could just give us your contact numbers or where they could contact.
In terms of our refuge service in Dublin 15, it's 01-866-2015, and they can ring anytime. And that's self-referral. In terms of our head office, which is located in Dublin 1, it's 01-872-0068. And you can ask to speak to the application officer who is in charge of managing any queries or application.
And Ms. Emmeline, how many people do work in each of these units? Like, how many people are you have employed?
At the moment, Insurance is around 35 employees. Usually, it's one woman support worker and one children support worker per location.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Emmeline, for your time and the great work you're doing to support these type of women. And yes, now we can go over to Ms. Hannah. And how are you today, Ms. Hannah?
I'm fine, thank you, Nalini. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And it's nice to have both of you all on studio.
Thank you very much.
And Ms. Hannah, you're here to share your experience with us. So what have you gained from being in Sunnis and for you and your children?
Basically, when I walked out, I was put into a homeless unit with myself and my five children for approximately 6 months. During that time, I'd briefly spoken about the abuse, but as abused women, we don't really go into it. But unfortunately, which it did work out for the best for me, was my ex-partner actually attacked me, got into the homeless unit, past the security gates, and attacked me in front of some of the workers. So from there, the manager at the homeless unit took it seriously and referred me herself to Sonus. I've never heard of Sonus. I didn't know. I'm not from Ireland, so I didn't know of any of the services. That was the first step. I was referred to Sonus, and then I was met by a key worker and a child support worker, and it was very nerve-wracking. I was very nervous about moving in, being independent, because it was the first time that I was going to live alone in a long time as well, and in a different country, so it was quite scary. But the workers in Sonus were very reassuring that there was a lot of support. I was honest. This on a site that I'm on has a lot of support. It's got women workers on hand Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and have a children's support worker there as well at all times, so that helped. So I moved into Sonus, and via that I was able to access a lot of support. I'd had problems getting social welfare for myself, so my key worker had helped me to get my social welfare sorted out. The children's work had helped me to sort of settle the children, because obviously they were very traumatized after what happened. And I had ongoing issues with the ex-partner. He found out where I was living. He was coming up to the estate, and there was a lot of support. The most important thing, I think, for an abused woman is not to feel blamed or ashamed, because we do that ourselves anyway. So the Sonus staff, as long as you're honest with them up front, they did say to me, okay, it's happened. What's the next step? What are we going to do? So they put in place, they took me to the Gardaí station, they helped me to sort things out and just get the confidence to actually get a barring order, which I thank God did get. So after that barring order, and then there was access issues, the key workers there helped me to get sort out access, what kind of access I wanted, helped me get a solicitor. So once that was done, I was able to sort of take the next step of, I think you call, recovery. So after about a year being in Sonus, two of the workers went over to England to get trained, and they came back and they did a program called the Freedom Program with us, which was a 12-week program which was set up by Pat Craven, and it's a program that helps women and workers who work with women also to understand the abuser's mind, the way he works, the roles that he plays, how the abuse is laid out, how he plans things, and how it affects us, how it affects the children. And we did that for 12 weeks, and that was, I can honestly, it was the best thing I ever had out of Sonus. It was very emotional. It was very difficult. Many women couldn't stick it and actually walked out of the course because it was hard hitting. But the great thing about the program was that the blame was taken away from us, and it was finally put on the abuser that this is his fault. He manipulated you. He did this. He played the role. So I think that for me personally was life changing, because then I was able to let go of a lot of the baggage that I was carrying that didn't even belong to me. And also through Sonus, the next step after that was my key worker got me in contact with the Women's Therapy Centre, which is in Baggot Street there. And it's a special therapy centre that was set up for women that have experienced abuse. So whether it be sexual abuse or from childhood or as adults or domestic violence. Because unfortunately, even within the help that we get via social workers or via GPs or therapists even, can sometimes still blame women for the abuse. So you could go to a counselling session with your abusive partner and all of a sudden you're made out to be the bad guy, and this guy's sitting there weeping and crying. And it's, you know, and you've come out thinking, well, if the therapist said, well, it must be true. Like, you know, it must be something I'm doing wrong, or maybe it's because his father abandoned him that he behaves this way. But the women's therapy service has specifically, straight away they tell me, we put the abuse at the hands of the abuser. So from there, I was able to gain a trust with my therapist, and we've started on a journey, and it's a long journey, and it's not an easy one, but it's the best way forward. So this is where I'm at now. So I can honestly say, I think I've been on this almost 2 years now. From when I first came to now, it's a different person, and the children are completely different as well. Like, I've come out of my shell, I'm going to go back to studying. I'm excited to move on from Sonas. The children are settled in school. They're relaxed, you know. I've set up my boundaries with the abuser. You know, he has access to his child and that's it. Any nonsense, the bar, you know, just take it out. And it's helped me move on. So I basically see Sonas as a stepping stone that is a necessity, I think, for almost all women, because you just can't come out of a refuge and be put into a private rent or a corporation house or whatever, because you just left all these emotions and insecurities, and the great danger of going back is there, back to the abuser, because you can't cope. So that would be my experience with Sonas.
You're really a brave woman now. That's a very good experience you have spoken about.
Thank you.
And would you like to give any message to the women out there? A very special message from you.
This is to all women and men that's out there who are experiencing abuse, that even though it's a very, very dark place and it seems like there's no way out, there is a way out. The first step is just to walk. I mean, I walked out literally not a euro in my pocket. I had to ask somebody for money to use the phone. But you will know in yourself when you've had enough, you know, and that no matter how much you try to please this abuser or make them feel happy, it's never going to get better. And even if you've left and you've come back, it's fine. You can still leave. There's no shame in it. Leave and access the services out there. There are services in Ireland. You know, there are great resources. Very sympathetic people out here. And, you know, I'm blessed to have gone through this. Thank you very much.
And it was very nice having both of you all in studio, because this interview has been really very good for me as well. And thank you for educating so many women out there for your services, especially Sonas Housing. And Hannah, thank you so much for sharing your personal experience with us.
Thank you.
And well, have a nice day.
Thank you,
Nadine.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Emmeline and Hannah. Next up is a song requested by Hannah. This is Madonna with The Power of Goodbye. Thanks for listening, and thank you to our guests, Emmeline and Hannah, for joining us in studio. This has been Leah and Carol for Culture Shots. Tune in every week, Mondays from 6:30 to 7 on Near FM. To listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.nearpodcast.org/culture-shots. To learn more or to get involved, simply log on to www.nearintercultural.ie.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of POBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and POBL.